In Washington, D.C., the architect of Obamacare is at it once again in a fourth video after calling you stupid twice. He now says that you don't care about the uninsured, and Nancy Pelosi denies even knowing him.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Barack Obama's not a stupid man, okay? He knew when he was running for president that, quite frankly, the American public doesn't actually care that much about the uninsured.
You know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
It's a very clever, basic exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter.
And that passed. Because the American voter is too stupid to understand the difference.
I don't know who he is. He didn't help write our bill.
I helped write the federal bill as well. I was a paid consultant to the Obama administration to help develop the technical details of the bill.
So, with all due respect to your question, you have a person who wasn't writing our bill commenting on what was going on when we were writing the bill.
Shortly after the election, I worked with the transition team to help put the numbers together for the administration. And then essentially most of 2009, I was really on loan from the administration to Congress to sort of help them put the numbers together on what became the Finance Committee bill, which really became Obamacare.
I don't know who he is.
Our bill brings down rates. I don't know if you have seen Jonathan Gruber of MIT's analysis of the what the comparison is to the status quo versus what will happen in our bill.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
CBO's experts aren't the first to recognize these benefits. Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Jonathan Gruber is one of the most respected economists in the world.
The Congressional Budget Office and Professor Gruber are both credible and unbiased sources. We're not bought and sold by the insurance industry.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Folks, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Members of Congress, specifically those in President Obama's party, former leadership and still top leaders of Democrats on Capitol Hill, are really stepping into it now with Jonathan Gruber, denying that they even know him, who he is. And then, of course, the flashbacks, and we'll play them for you, citing his work by name. So again, this idea of, well, we don't know him. He was making over $1 million from Obamacare. Understand that. Through HHS, through the Affordable Care Act, through state funds, but all coming through federal funds. So all of us were paying Jonathan Gruber, the guy who called us stupid and talked about the stupidity of the American people. And in the latest video, is now saying that you don't care about the uninsured. Now, four videos altogether that have come out about Jonathan Gruber, really just the last week, showing kind of his contempt for the American people, how he viewed the process, and how the law was written. Now, we have a unique opportunity here. There is a case. It has been taken up by the United States Supreme Court. And folks, who would have thought? I definitely did not. And we were never going to stop the battle against Obamacare. But I never thought I'd be back on radio today, a couple years from the last case, saying we've got a chance at the U.S. Supreme Court to take down Obamacare. But we do. The court has taken a very important case on subsidies. Jonathan Gruber talked a lot about subsidies in these videos and about how it was only set up to go to people in states that set up their exchange, not to places run by the federal government. But only 14 states did set up those exchanges. If the Supreme Court says the law is clear, you have to have a state exchange to get the subsidies for individuals, then folks, the whole law, the Affordable Care Act, falls. It is gone. We're working on a brief right now, and it's got to be in before the end of the year. The case will be heard by the Supreme Court in 2015, early 2015. The decision we'll know by next summer, similar to the last Affordable Care Act, that kind of schedule. But we've got to hear from you now because you can be a part of history. Your name can be on this brief to the United States Supreme Court. Now, on Monday, we're not going to be talking about this as much. We're going to be focusing on Saeed Abedini in light of the new the deadline for the nuclear talks with Iran coming up November 24th. So a refocus on Saeed. So if you want this opportunity to be part of history, you don't want to look back and say, I had a chance to be on a brief to the U.S. Supreme Court to stop Obamacare, and I didn't take it. You call our toll-free number right now. It is free to add your name to the brief. This is not a petition. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number you call. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign the brief online at aclj.org.
The U.S. Supreme Court has accepted a critical case that could gut the deeply flawed Obamacare law. The High Court will consider an important component to determine whether a major funding mechanism for Obamacare is unconstitutional. Now, at the American Center for Law and Justice, we are mobilizing. We will be filing a critical amicus brief on behalf of members of Congress and Americans, asking the High Court to accept the findings of an appeals court, which correctly determined that subsidies for Obamacare are for state exchanges, not federal exchanges. Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare, has called the American people too stupid. He has talked about the stupidity of the American voter. He talked about how they pass Obamacare by using clever, basic exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter. We've played all the sound. He's got a new video out today where he talks about you. He makes this kind of moral judgment about you not caring about the uninsured, that Americans are basically this idea, it's only about them. Now, folks, we've talked so much on this show, and so many of you have called about what will happen if Obamacare falls, which we support the what's happening at the Supreme Court. We want Obamacare to fall, but so many of you ask, what happens? How do we make sure people get the health care coverage they need? I know you care. I think the American people do care. He doesn't. Take a listen, Bite 2. This is now the fourth video from the architect of Obamacare.
Barack Obama's not a stupid man, okay? He knew when he was running for president that, quite frankly, the American public doesn't actually care that much about the uninsured. What the American public cares about is costs. And that's why, even though...
President Obama's not stupid. You notice how he starts with that? He's the smart one. It's all of you. It's the American people. It's the normal people. It's those non-liberal educated elites. Those of you who may disagree with their position just don't understand. But take a listen to this, because this is how he wrote the law. And folks, let me tell you right now, today is Friday. This is the first opportunity, the final opportunity to add your name to the brief. We're not going to be focusing on this every week, obviously, up until the Supreme Court case. The brief is due by the end of the year. I don't know when we'll be back on this on radio again. So take this opportunity now. There is a case at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has decided to hear it. This is not an idea. This is going to happen early next year. The briefs are due at the end of this year. We're representing members of Congress and you. And we've had tens of thousands of people already sign our brief. This is not a petition. You're actually adding your name to the brief. This is all about the subsidies issue. We've explained it. But it's basically the idea that you cannot have a law that says subsidies, Obamacare subsidies go to individuals in states that have set up exchanges, and then the IRS interpreted it to mean, and also if the federal government's running the exchanges, that doesn't work, that they can't reinterpret the law. And of course, the architects behind this, like Gruber, have agreed. I'm going to play that in a moment just so you can understand what this case is about at the Supreme Court, but it is huge. But this is the day. Don't miss a chance to be a part of history, to look back and say, I could have been on that brief that took down Obamacare, the case that took down Obamacare, but I didn't pick up the phone. I didn't take the time. It's free to add your name. to the brief. You call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the brief online, but I want you to call now. It's such a unique opportunity to be a part of history. Here we have this moment we've been given, folks. And again, you know, we believe in divine intervention at the ACLJ. Another opportunity to stop Obamacare at the U.S. Supreme Court at a time when it's going to be very tough to do it through the legislative process while President Obama's in office, even after the election results, because of his veto power. But the Supreme Court doesn't have to worry about that veto power. Now, we don't ever say, well, this is what the court's going to do. We have to fight hard. We have to work hard, file a great brief, and represent you. Call now. Add your name to this brief. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, take a listen. This is the architect of Obamacare, the guy who's called you stupid, the guy who said you don't care about the uninsured, the guy who says, but Barack Obama's not a stupid man. This is him talking about the state exchanges and the issue that's going to be at the Supreme Court, bite six.
I think what's important to remember politically about this is if you're a state and you don't set up an exchange, that means your citizens don't get their tax credits. But your citizens still pay the taxes that support this bill. So you're essentially
now,
saying
get that
citizens-
very clear from the architect of Obamacare there. He said, again, it's important to remember that if you're a state and you don't set up an exchange, your citizens don't get their tax credit. That's what the law says. But what did the IRS do? The IRS said, we'll interpret that to mean that if the federal government has to come in and run the exchange because the state didn't, as if that was going to be in the minority of places, which, by the way, only 14 states set up exchanges. So the majority, 36, are run by the federal government. Those people shouldn't be getting subsidies based on the text of the law signed into law by President Obama, passed by Congress, signed into law by President Obama. And now Jonathan Gruber, who said that in 2012, is also claiming at the same time that the law was a typo. Now, he just talked about how it was an idea to squeeze the states, to really make the states have to set up exchanges so the people have to get subsidies. They're not just taxed, but they have to get subsidies. But now he's claiming it's a typo. Take a listen, bite 27.
Was this a typo saying that only if you had a state exchange could you get a subsidy and therefore be required to participate? Or was it some significant policy decision not to include states that didn't have exchanges?
Chris, it is unambiguous this is a typo. Literally every single person involved in the crafting of this law has said that it's a typo, that they had no intention of excluding the federal states, and why would they?
Now, folks, again, let me play really quickly. My dad's about to join us, but let me play for you what I played right before that. He just said no one wanted to exclude anyone. But now take a listen to this bite. He explains it so clearly that it does exclude people who are in states that did not set up an exchange. This is the same person, John Gruber, bite six.
I think what's important to remember politically about this is if you're a state and you don't set up an exchange, that means your citizens don't get their tax credits.
So you can't have a typo and then on the other hand say those kind of statements. You can't squeeze the states and also have a typo. It's one way or the other. And what's in the law is that it has to be an exchange set up at the state level. So that would only apply to 14 states in the United States. My dad is joining us now. He's been on the road this week with important meetings. Dad, you know, this is this now fourth video where Jonathan Gruber said the American people don't care about the uninsured. But he says, by the way, Barack Obama's not a stupid man. Then he also called this a spaghetti approach, not a very smart approach, yeah, where they'll just throw everything and see what sticks against the wall.
Here's what you've got. I mean, this is the truth. The reality is you've got a guy that was a federal contracted services guy. They gave him exclusive contract. They didn't bid this out. He was the architect, and he's been caught lying now three or four times, and substantive lies that are of real significance and of real significance to a Supreme Court case that will gut Obamacare. So here's the reality of what you've got. You've got a guy that's in charge. He has lied. He has repeatedly made false statements. He is a government contractor who got an exclusive contract because the government said he's the only one that can do this. He said if you don't get in the state exchanges, if the states don't set up exchanges, their citizens will not get the subsidies. They're penalized. And now he's saying it's a typo. It can't be both. That's incorrect. At the end of the day, the end analysis here is this is going to play significantly in the Supreme Court. And trust me, we are pointing this out in our brief for the Supreme Court of the United States.
And folks, this is the day to add your name to the brief. We don't know when we'll be back on it again on radio, and the brief must be submitted before the end of the year. We're representing members of Congress. This is not a petition. This is adding your name to the brief, and we've got to put these names together now. So if you want to stand with us, if you're still ready to fight Obamacare, this is your opportunity. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week, because that will not be the focus of radio on Monday. This is the time. You pick up the phone, call our toll-free number. It doesn't cost you a thing, and add your name to a brief. We've got another opportunity to stop Obamacare at the Supreme Court. Who would have thought? Honestly, didn't think we'd be saying this on radio. This is not a replay. This is live. Call now and add your name to this brief. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But call now, folks. Be a part of history. You've got another chance here to stop Obamacare. It's hurting the American people. It's hurting the American economy. It's bad for businesses. It's bad for the individual. And it's written in a way that it self-destructs. So let's make sure it does. Call now, 877-989-2255. And everyone is now running away from Jonathan Gruber. Take a listen. This was Nancy Pelosi. And, Dad, I want to get your comments on this. This was Nancy Pelosi. She was Speaker of the House when Obamacare passed. And really, because of Obamacare, she lost that speakership. But she's still a Democrat leader. Take a listen. This is her yesterday denying that she even knows who Jonathan Gruber is, Bite 18.
I don't know who he is. He didn't help write our bill. And so, with all due respect to your question, you have a person who wasn't writing our bill commenting on what was going on when we were writing the bill.
Flat out lies from Nancy Pelosi. Not only was her speaker's website filled with citations to Jonathan Gruber by name, she said it on video. Flashback, Nancy, 2009. Take a listen, Bite 17.
Our bill brings down rates. I don't know if you have seen Jonathan Gruber of MIT's analysis of the what the comparison is to the status quo versus what will happen in our bill.
There it is. And, Dad, I mean, right there. I mean, they're flat out lying about they're even knowing who Jonathan Gruber is. He made over $1 million from our taxpayer money through the federal government to do this.
No, this is an absolute scam being played on the American people. And here's what we need everybody that's listening to this broadcast to do, and we need you to do it today. I want to get over 150,000 signatures on this brief. I think there's a possibility we could get 200,000. We need everybody that's listening to sign on to this brief so your voice is heard, so that this fraud that's been pulled over the American people is put to rest once and for all.
Call our toll-free number now, folks. It's absolutely free to do so. Be a part of history. As my dad said, take advantage of this. Call 877-989-2255. Be on this brief. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the brief online.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The U.S. Supreme Court has accepted a critical case that could gut the deeply flawed Obamacare law. The High Court will consider an important component to determine whether a major funding mechanism for Obamacare is unconstitutional. Now, at the American Center for Law and Justice, we are mobilizing. We will be filing a critical amicus brief on behalf of members of Congress and Americans, asking the High Court to accept the findings of an appeals court, which correctly determined that subsidies for Obamacare are for state exchanges, not federal exchanges. Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org.
My stupid mouth has got me in trouble. I said too much again to a date over dinner yesterday, and I could see.
We're going to have three great videos. One that's funny, a couple more serious with Jonathan Gruber's comments broken down for you so you can share them with your friends and family on social media. Those will post to aclj.org and on Facebook later today. They may be posting as we speak right now. And so you'll be able to share all the sound, and you'll actually be able to see. This is Jonathan Gruber. It's not just him on a radio show or him talking, and it's just an audio recording. These were video speeches, forums he was at. It was very clear he was being recorded, even though he's tried to say, you know, I was just at an academic conference, and this idea that he didn't mean what he said or it was inappropriate, but he hasn't really apologized, though they've called it an apology. He really just doesn't like the fact that he was caught. I want to focus now on how much Gruber was making, by the way, while he was calling you stupid and me stupid and President Obama, though, not stupid. You know, we play that soundbite. He was making over $1 million from us, folks. Not only was he out there selling Obamacare and got in trouble, actually, throughout that process because he wasn't initially disclosing that he was a paid contractor by Health and Human Services. But you think, folks, when you think government service, you don't think big dollars, especially for so he's a consultant. So it wasn't his full-time job, though he has claimed he basically did take a leave of absence. I want you to take a listen to this because remember Nancy Pelosi said this about Gruber. Let's put this into context one more time. She said this yesterday, Bite 18.
I don't know who he is. He didn't help write our bill. And so with all due respect to your question, you have a person who wasn't writing our bill commenting on what was going on when we were writing the bill.
Now, here she was in 2009 during the bill moving through Congress when she was Speaker of the House, Bite 17, talking about Jonathan Gruber.
Our bill brings down rates. I don't know if you have seen Jonathan Gruber of MIT's analysis of the what the comparison is to the status quo versus what will happen in our bill.
And now, here's Jonathan Gruber. So we know Nancy Pelosi was lying yesterday, but here's Gruber explaining his role to PBS in 2012 by 10.
I went down shortly after the election. I worked with the transition team to help put the numbers together for the administration. And then essentially most of 2009, I was really on loan from the administration to Congress, particularly the Senate Finance Committee, to sort of help them put the numbers together on what became this Finance Committee bill, which really became Obamacare.
Now let me go to Stan Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. Stan, he has said he basically went on staff with the Senate Finance Committee. Now maybe that's why Nancy Pelosi doesn't recall working with him as much, though she was, again, verbally at speeches referring to his work at MIT. Her website is filled with references specifically, not just to his work, to his name. She said it by name. Now she's denying he knows him, but he's saying, listen, I was working with the Senate Finance Committee. And he wasn't just doing this as a, you know, an act of service. He's getting paid over $1 million by everyone listening to this, by our taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, we don't even have to take his word for it, Jordan. We went back this morning and pulled these contracts that Jonathan Gruber got. I've got one of them in front of me here. He got two of them before this law was enacted, as he was paid to help draft this law. One of them was about $300,000. One of them was about $100,000. There are a couple of very interesting things in this contract award. Your dad mentioned one of them. The first one is that he was the only one that was considered for this. They would not consider anyone else. It was an exclusive contract. The other thing that I found very interesting, it openly admits that this project that Jonathan Gruber was writing will serve as the basis for congressional legislation. So Nancy Pelosi can say whatever she wants, but the fact is, not only did Jonathan Gruber help write this bill, the American taxpayer paid him handsomely to help write it in Jordan. After it was enacted, if you thought $400,000 was a lot, he got more than $1 million to go state by state by state and perpetuate those lies. You know where those dollars came from? The Obamacare dollars, the American taxpayer.
Now, David, I want to go to David French, senior counsel with the ACLJ. You've written about this as well, this running away from Gruber. And we're talking about someone making, we don't even have the full scope yet, but some of these state contracts were at $400,000. But they were all coming through the federal programming that was available through HHS and Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. And this is someone who, again, put himself out there as an outside academic, at the same time claimed he was the architect, but didn't like telling people how much he was making. While, by the way, we have the audio criticizing doctors for how much they make, the people who actually save lives.
Well, you know, absolutely he was doing that. And what we had was, you know, I was not a math major in college, but when you add $400,000, $400,000, $329,000, that comes over $1.1 million. And that doesn't even include the states of West Virginia, Maine, Colorado, and Oregon that also paid him. Obamacare has been very, very good to him. And if the White House ever wants to discount its his importance, you know, the contract language that Than mentioned is even more significant than people realize. And here's why. If you know something about government contracts, you know that they typically have to be put out for a competitive bidding process. In other words, put out there to give people an opportunity to bid for the work. Well, the government put out something called a pre-solicitation notice that said that they didn't put this contract out to bid because they viewed him as the only one responsible source and no other that could satisfy HHS requirements. So think about that. That's how important he was to them. They didn't open his contract to bidding because he was the only one who could do the work. He got rich off this. He was indispensable, and that's in black and white, so they cannot run from his comments.
Folks, remember, we've got another half hour coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. If you want to talk to us, we are live on the air. We haven't had a lot of time for phone calls yet, but we're going to start taking those now. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, our phone lines are open for you, and we want to talk to you. We've got another half hour. 1-800-684-3110. Sign this brief. All of this, the million, over $1 million paid to Gruber, the way they've called us stupid, the way that they have said it's a spaghetti approach, that you don't care about people, on and on, that they don't even know who each other are. You know, Nancy Pelosi, I don't know who Gruber is. We've got Max Baucus, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all talking about Jonathan Gruber. The White House website all over with Jonathan Gruber. Every Democrat basically who was supporting this at the time was citing Jonathan Gruber and paying him, by the way. Now we can stop this law. We've got this other opportunity that, folks, we couldn't have predicted. And it's a real chance to stop Obamacare once again. Be a part of history. Add your name to this brief. Call now. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number. This is not a petition. This is being part of a brief. You'll join with members of Congress. We have to have this brief done before the end of the year, which is coming up pretty soon. We're working on it now, so we've got to compile all of your names if you want to be a part of history. The case will be heard early next year, and the decision will be out in the summer of 2015. So but kind of similar to the last Affordable Care Act case, that time frame. But we have got to hear from you, and this is the day. On Monday on radio, we're not going to be giving you this opportunity. We've got to focus on Saeed Abedini and his situation in Iran. So take this opportunity now. I don't know when we'll be back to it again. So make sure if you got the chance now, pick up the phone. It's a toll-free number and call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the brief online if you'd prefer to do it that way. But this is an opportunity to be a part of history. We have a chance to take down Obamacare again. Again, this is not a repeat. We are live here on Jay Sekulow Live. This is part two, Obamacare at the U.S. Supreme Court. It's not an idea. They have decided to hear this case. It will be heard, and they will rule. And if they decide that these subsidies only apply to the state exchanges, Obamacare falls, because that's the minority of states, only 14. Folks, we can take action here. Join this brief. I don't know when you're going to have another opportunity to do it on radio. It's a toll-free number. It doesn't cost a thing. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Connie, John, Mary, and Bob, if you're hanging on the line, we will take your phone calls in the next half hour.
Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org.
Live. We've got to take some phone calls now. Some of you have been hanging on the line, and some of you are just now calling in, and we want to talk to you. We're talking about, of course, Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare that all of the Democrats are running away from. Nancy Pelosi, we played that in the first half hour, how she says she doesn't know who he is, and then we played a soundbite from 2009 saying, citing Jonathan Gruber of MIT's analysis on the Affordable Care Act. We played Senator Harry Reid citing Jonathan Gruber, Senator Max Baucus. They were all, again, very important Democrats in the process of getting the Affordable Care Act through, and now everyone is running away and acting like they don't know who he is. Now, on top of this, we're not just talking about it to talk about it and to beat up on him for beating up on the American people, but there's a case at the U.S. Supreme Court, and it goes to the heart of what he talks about, which is the idea that the states had to set up exchanges for the people there to get subsidies, and that's how the law reads. Or else, if it's just a federally run exchange, well, then the people don't get subsidies. It was a way to kind of make the states have an incentive to set up a state exchange. It didn't work, and then the IRS came in and said, well, it doesn't matter. So even if you just have a federal exchange, which is the majority of the country, you can still get the subsidies. But that's not what the text of the law says. It gets even worse, too. He's talked about the tortured process of the law and how they went about putting the law together. And the idea is this. I want you, this is in their own words about how this law was set up. He calls it the spaghetti approach. Now, these are supposed to be the geniuses. This is a guy making over $1 million to write the law. Now, if you paid someone $1 million to come up with a plan for you, would you like to hear him describe it like this? Here's Jonathan Gruber on the Affordable Care Act, Bite 5.
So what does this bill do? This bill takes what I call the spaghetti approach, which it takes a bunch of ideas that might work and throws them against the wall and we'll see what sticks. And basically, we don't know. I cannot guarantee you that the bill that's now being considered will bend the cost curve.
You know, would you pay $1 million for someone who came up with a plan like that? We'll just come up with what we can and see what sticks. That sounds like a genius. And he's the one going around calling people stupid. And he's getting the best plan he could put together was throw it all against the wall and see what happens. Sounds like a real genius to me, right? Let's go to Bob calling in from Massachusetts on line one. Bob, thanks for calling and for holding on the line.
Hey, thanks. A comment and a question. First, I want to let you know I thank you for letting me sign that brief and be a part of it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I want to support you financially as well. I just think that outside of what you're talking about, it might go deeper as far as Obama's socialistic approach and dovetailing with the immigration process. I mean, I don't believe that he cares about poor people's health as much as other people care about. I mean, as much as people say he does. And to think that he does, I mean, he reminds me of O.J. looking for the murder of his wife. He's on the golf course. If he really cared about poor people, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. This man does not care about people. I think it's more about an ID tag, an identification tag for all these people. Why else would you split a family's insurance and have a wife be separate from her husband and the children be separate?
Well, listen. I think what it is, Bob. And I want to thank you for your support. Thank you for signing the petition and try to answer for this to you in the succinct way as possible. The idea is that this president has an agenda and a plan, and the plan sometimes I think says to get to our ultimate goal, which I believe his ultimate goal. He won't see it during his presidency, but he could, in his words, like laying the groundwork for it, so one day he gets credit for it when history is written. is a full state, a government-run healthcare system. No private insurance companies anymore. We're going to be like Europeans. We're going to be socialist, and there's not going to be private insurance anymore. We'll just all go through the government. If you're, of course, the rich, they can still figure out ways, but for everybody else, that's why. And to sometimes to get there, you got to crash the system. And I've always thought, when you think about Jonathan Gruber saying it's a spaghetti approach, don't even know how to work out economically, Bob, think about that. This could be part of the long term. This is, you know, the long play. Looking down the road, crash the system, and then everybody's going to come running. Federal government, help me. And then you've got the single-payer, government-run, full government-run healthcare system. This is that mix and match, which is just proving to be a disaster. And that's why this case in the Supreme Court is so important. Add your name to the brief. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign the brief online.
The U.S. Supreme Court has accepted a critical case that could gut the deeply flawed Obamacare law. The High Court will consider an important component to determine whether a major funding mechanism for Obamacare is unconstitutional. Now, at the American Center for Law and Justice, we are mobilizing. We will be filing a critical amicus brief on behalf of members of Congress and Americans, asking the High Court to accept the findings of an appeals court, which correctly determined that subsidies for Obamacare are for state exchanges, not federal exchanges. Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Folks, you got it. You remember that Saturday Night Live skit? It's just too close to Gruber, and it's too perfect, I think, our radio team for pulling that, all the producers behind this, because, folks, and we put together so much audio for you this week in great sound. And also, you got to keep a somewhat light mood when you're talking about serious things, just to keep on with the day. I know many of you are joining us throughout the either early part of your day, if you're on the West Coast, early afternoon, if you're here on the East Coast, and those of you in the middle of the country, somewhere in between there. And so, and then, or those of you listening in the evening as well, during some of the rebroadcasts of the show, that you got to keep it light. And we also have to keep in perspective that we are blessed people, and we're able to speak freely. We're able to fight in court on these issues. And so we have to be the happy warriors. And folks, again, I wanted to, you know, this idea, remember, and we play that sound, obviously, he has said, you know, he basically was talking and shouldn't have said what he was saying, and now he's all in trouble. And certainly that's true. I don't know how much it's going to actually affect him. Obviously, everyone's running away and acting like they don't know who he is, including Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. They just act like they just don't know who this Gruber was anymore, even though they love citing to him on the record, you know, in their speeches when they were being recorded, and they knew it, but now they're denying a knowledge. Now, he also talked about to PBS that President Obama knew him very well. So this is someone, again, who was working, he said he was basically on loan from MIT, working for the federal government, for the Senate Finance Committee, for the Obama transition team to draft the Affordable Care Act, to put together as the architect. Take a listen. He talks about his relationship with President Obama, Bite 26.
Now, the problem is it's a political nightmare. And people say, no, you can't tax my benefits. So what we did a lot in that room was think about, well, how could talk about, well, how could we make this work? And Obama's like, well, you know, I mean, he's really a realistic guy. He's like, look, I can't just do this. He said, it's just not going to happen politically. The bill will not pass. How do we manage to get there through phase-ins and other things? And we talked about it. And he was just very interested in that topic.
Now, again, folks, talking about President Obama, talking about his relationship here, talking about how we can make this work, how we can get it through. Again, I'll play that, you know, the idea you've got to understand the relationship there with President Obama and Gruber. And I want to take your phone calls now. You've been hanging on the line, said we will, and we're going to do that. Make sure you sign our brief. I don't know when we'll be back to this on radio, and the brief is due by the end of this year, before the end of this year, to the U.S. Supreme Court. To add your name to the brief, you're going to be joining members of Congress. We can take down Obamacare. We've got this unique opportunity. Again, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign online. You can sign the brief, not a petition, online. Let me go to Connie calling in from Florida online for Connie. Thanks for holding on and for joining us today on the show.
Yes, hello, Jordan. The only way I know it's not Jay is when you say your dad. I've added my name to your brief, and I understand that the bill was only really read by the one person who voted against it. And they have a sneaky way of inserting issues on the back of bills, and one was that all babies would be chipped who were born since 2013. So I just wanted to, you know, if you've got a good case, I know that if there's any good left in our Supreme Court, you will win.
Well, listen, there is. We have a real opportunity here. The Supreme Court doesn't take cases that won't be close. Now, sometimes they come out with what looks like lopsided decisions, 9-0 or 7-2. But the situation here, it usually takes four justices, is the understanding, to decide to hear this. They would not have taken it. It was kind of unprecedented action. Not unprecedented, but rare, because they could have let this play out more in the circuit courts before intervening. They decided not to do that, to step in now, which means four wanted to. Now, it's very tough to predict, and that doesn't mean that those justices even know right now. They may know which way they kind of lean or why they're interested, but they haven't made their final decision yet. So that's why the briefs are so important that we're putting together. Call now, 877-989-2255, to add your name to our brief. And there are a lot of bad things, as you said, Connie, in Obamacare. The chipped part, I think that may be some of those reports you hear online. Again, I'm not sure if that's included whatsoever. I'll go to David here. But David, we have talked about on ACLJ.org, we've actually put together the real bad things. A lot of people forget about the abortion coverage and all the issues with HHS mandate. And the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, no babies are being chipped as part of Obamacare. But what is happening is that this is the largest expansion of abortion coverage and abortion funding in United States history. It really is. And you're talking about not just through the abortion pill mandate that was attacked at the Supreme Court, but also through many of these insurance plans where the ability to opt out of abortion coverage is sometimes impossible to find. In some jurisdictions, it's nearly impossible to find an insurance plan that doesn't cover abortion, a taxpayer-subsidized insurance plans that don't cover abortion. We're talking about Planned Parenthood in schools. The list just goes on and on and on. And so, yes, this was a bill that was sold to the American public through deception, through lies, that is loaded up with terrible provisions, loaded up. And that what we have an opportunity to do with this brief in this Supreme Court case, as you've been saying, Jordan, is to strike a mortal blow to Obamacare through the Supreme Court of the United States.
Folks, you can be a part of that, the mortal blow to Obamacare. And we've got this other chance now to deliver that blow, a chance that we did not know we would have. You can never predict if a case will make its way all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Very few do. Such a small percent. And it wasn't necessarily the time when the case would be taken. The circuit courts could have flushed this out a bit more, and the court decided, no, we want to kind of settle on this now. We want to make a decision so that this is clear now, whether or not these states that did not set up exchanges, whether the people can get subsidies, as the IRS, they're of course also involved in this because they run all the financial side of this, can they get subsidies even if their state did not set up an exchange? And that's talking about a lot of people. That's 36 states. Only 14 did set up their own exchanges. If you want to be part of that brief, call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the brief online. Than, we've put out a lot of information about the deceit that happened here, but also the substance when it comes down to what we were told Obamacare would do and what it actually has done or is going to do. I mean, we haven't gotten into the excise taxes that are coming. I mean, insurance, the costs are skyrocketing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think as offensive as all the comments by Jonathan Gruber are, actually the worst part of the things that he told the truth about, Jordan. I mean, it's true that they claimed it wasn't a tax in order to pass it. It's true that they told people they wouldn't lose their plans. It's true they told people that abortion wasn't in the bill, and on and on and on. And, Jordan, maybe the worst one, and I think this is something that Republicans really need to focus on very quickly here, is the 30-hour work week. I mean, people are literally losing a quarter of their work week every week because of Obamacare. I think that is something that Republicans have to fix. So we talk about all this deception, and it's horrific. Jonathan Gruber was paid more than $1 million to perpetuate that deception. But the reality is people are hurting here, and the substance of what he said after those offensive remarks, it was true. They did lie to the American people, and the result has been devastating.
And you look at this, let's talk about the Cadillac tax coming in 2018, because this was a big part of what Jonathan Gruber supported. Again, this is part of the law, David, that doesn't go into effect until, you know, way after the election processes. President Obama will no longer be there, and then you get this tax, 40% excise tax imposed on the value of health insurance benefits exceeding a certain threshold. The thresholds right now are set at $10,200 for individual coverage plans worth that much, potentially. Of course, you know, you only want to use those plans if you have to. No one wants to have to use that. And then $27,500 for family coverage. This will, again, increase costs significantly. I mean, they're 40% tax on those.
Administration wants everyone to have terrible insurance tax. So what this does is if you have a really nice insurance plan, if you're blessed enough to have that really nice insurance plan, like many workers do, many blue-collar workers do still, and, for example, the automotive manufacturing industry, many other workers do in the U.S., if you're blessed enough to have that really nice plan, well, forget about it, because the Obama administration has decided you shouldn't have that. And if your employer is going to provide it, well, then there's going to be a gigantic tax on it. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is an effort to take everyone and move everyone to a level of health insurance mediocrity and expense. It's unconscionable.
And can I just add one thing very quickly, Jordan? I know we're on a hard break, but this is the year that the individual mandate penalty goes up to $975 a family. Remember, a lot of these people actually couldn't get a plan last year because the website wasn't working. So you have all of these people who tried to comply with the law, even if they didn't really want to. They're going to be hit by about a $1,000 penalty simply because of that website failure.
Folks, this is why we are fighting Obamacare. And if we pledged to fight, we said we would do everything possible. We would never give up the fight. And when we have opportunities, we're going to take those opportunities. Now we do a case at the U.S. Supreme Court, a new case on the subsidies issue that would take down Obamacare if the court agrees with us that the law is written very clearly. It says you only get subsidies, and people only get subsidies if they're in a state that set up an exchange, not if they're in a state that the federal government's running. That would be it for Obamacare. And you can add your name to the brief, joining members of Congress. We've got to have that in before the end of the year, so we've got to put together these names now. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, to add your name. That's 877-989-2255. We will take your phone calls when we come back.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The U.S. Supreme Court has accepted a critical case that could gut the deeply flawed Obamacare law. The High Court will consider an important component to determine whether a major funding mechanism for Obamacare is unconstitutional. Now, at the American Center for Law and Justice, we are mobilizing. We will be filing a critical amicus brief on behalf of members of Congress and Americans, asking the High Court to accept the findings of an appeals court, which correctly determined that subsidies for Obamacare are for state exchanges, not federal exchanges. Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org.
Secure Live. We are taking your phone call. Some of you have been hanging on the line, and if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. I want to just go to everyone who's been hanging on the line first, then we'll get into more of a discussion as well, but I want to take your calls. Those are very important in the discussion. I know Mary's got a question she asked, and I'm sure many of you are wondering right now. Mary calling from Texas Online 2. Thanks for being with us today, and thanks for holding to talk to us.
Sure, and I just wanted to let you know I have supported you guys since you started, signed all your briefs.
Thank you so much.
And I have the long-distance phone plan with you, too. Anyway,
excellent.
I was just wondering why, since all these guys testified as you know, to Obamacare to get it passed and to the Congressional Budget Office, and they lied under oath, why is that not criminally, why can't we criminally prosecute them, including, you know, Pelosi and all these people who knew what the truth was and lied and lied and lied.
Well, on the one hand, remember, they said that, you know, you got to read the bill to find out what's in it. So in a sense, they try to cover themselves. I mean, they the Supreme Court, Mary, and it's a really obvious and logical question. Why are these people saying that they lied? How are they getting away with this? But the political process, the legislative making process, and it's not always excluded. There are things, of course, legislators can do things that are illegal. So can government employees do things that are illegal and that are criminal. But when it comes down to the politics of it and how you talk about it, it also brings up kind of speech issues, First Amendment issues. And David, when it comes to members of Congress and elected officials, they are broadly covered in those protections to make statements that are not even necessarily accurate.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's kind of funny. We were talking about this in the break. If you made the kinds of misstatements that members of Congress routinely make to, for example, sell your house or sell a car, you're going to be guilty of consumer fraud. But these politicians and their consultants will make material misstatements of fact again and again and again about stakes that run into the tens and hundreds of billions of dollars worth of financial consequence to this country. And, you know, they just skate through with no consequences, no legal consequences.
You know, folks, this is why, and Mary, you know, your question, again, it's a good question. It makes sense because how do people get away with this? Why do they get away with this? But ultimately, we do have the final say if they have their jobs. And that's then important because we elect these people. If we let them get away with it, and in a sense, we're giving them the job, we're paying their paycheck, they're then paying people like Jonathan Gruber, we're setting up this process. I mean, it's not to say we can't, you know, everybody is not out there voting for bad people. I'm not saying that. But we've got to get our message out loud and clear in a way that resonates with people. And I think how bad this law is starting to, even with people who thought they supported it.
Yeah, no question about it. We are ultimately responsible. You know, the way this bill was passed, legislators didn't even have a chance to read it. So it's a little hard to be critical on that front for them. But I got to tell you, Jordan, I feel the most sorry for all of us, the American taxpayer. I mean, because you talk about Jonathan Gruber in this instance. He made over $1 million of our money, taxpayer money, to then lie to us about a bill that he wrote and it, well, yet wouldn't be honest about what was in it. And that bill was intended to help us. And what did it do? It directly hurt us. It rose costs. So I feel sorry for the taxpayers. I don't feel so sorry for the members of Congress. I think it's the taxpayers who are the ones who should be the most upset by this.
Folks, we are, again, going to continue to take your phone calls. Make sure you add your name to our brief. It's got to be submitted to the Supreme Court before the end of the year. Call our toll-free number. It's free to add your name, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We've got some great videos posting, too, on our Facebook page, ACLJ's official Facebook page, and social media as well, and online at aclj.org with all the Jonathan Gruber videos. It's not just sound from him. It's videos. You can see it. He talks about it. At one hand, it's a typo. On the other hand, it's saying, you know, it was intentionally written that way, and you can't have it both ways. And, of course, the stupidity and the stupid comments and the taking advantage of people and the basic exploitation of the lack of your economic understanding. We're going to have it all up. And a funny one as well at aclj.org, because you got to have keep light in these battles. Let's go to Greg in California, line 6.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Greg, you're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. Are you guys also poring over the, 23,000 pages of regulation with respect to this lawsuit? I'm sure there's evidence in that 23,000 pages which shows their intention to not give subsidies to people in states that haven't set up their own exchanges.
You know, Greg, you bring up a great point there when you talk about the thousands and thousands of pages, because people sometimes think, hey, what was the final count on technically the Affordable Care Act?
2,700.
2,700, yeah. I remember hearing about it. But you can't read that. If you read just those 2,700, I mean, half the provisions are just referring you to another part of the federal code, tax code, other health codes, other laws. And so, as you said, Greg, you got to put together full context here. And, David, what we're doing, and you got to go through thousands and thousands of pages of documents. And what we're doing, we actually talked about this to break, is the idea of we've got to kind of tell this story in the brief and put it together, because there's so many different pieces. I mean, if you took all the different things that have come out about Obamacare, it'd be tough to even get it out if I just read a list on radio for a full hour. I couldn't even just list it off, not least actually try and explain it. But we're going to do so in the brief that people can join.
Because the regulations are a key part of this story, because what happened, and we've talked about this on the program before, the IRS began to write the regulations and wrote the regulations initially for the subsidies only to apply to the state exchanges. They were overruled by senior Treasury officials who said, no, we're going to rewrite the law. So the original story of the regulations was they were going to write it as the law dictated. They were overruled by senior Treasury officials who made a political decision to violate the clear terms of the statute. And that's what we're going to call them out on at the Supreme Court.
Folks, and that is why you want to be a part of this brief. Call 877-989-2255 to do so. Let me take Dell calling in from Arizona, who's also been holding on. I want to thank all the callers today. There's so much info to get out and to kind of keep resetting as we come back from break, so people who are joining the broadcast understand what we're talking about if they're just joining us. Dell, thanks for hanging on the line. Thanks for calling us today. Hey, Dell, are you there? Looks like Dell may have us on a speaker or something like that. I don't know if we'll be able to get to his phone call. And if we can't in the next minute and a half, we'll get Dell on tomorrow. We'll see. If not, I just want to take this opportunity to let you all know you've got this chance. And today is Friday, as you're hearing from me. And this, some of the show will air over the weekend as well. But we're live right now, and you've got a chance. And you can call anytime you're hearing this. 877-989-2255 to put your name on the brief. You could be the first group of people. This brief's got to be submitted. This case is going to be heard in early next year. So the briefs are due before the end of the year. You got to call now, folks, 877-989-2255. Next week with the nuclear talks, we are going to be focusing in on Pastor Saeed Abedini and with the nuclear deadline with Iran on November 24th. So we're not going to be giving you this opportunity to add your name to the brief by radio. It'll still be there at aclj.org, but you won't be able to call us. I'm going to give you this number now. It's toll-free. It doesn't cost you a thing. So don't miss a chance to be part of history. 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. This is the chance. This is the opportunity. We have it once again. None of us knew that we would. Call 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. We're going to have so much great information for you to share over the weekend with your friends and family. Great new videos our team has put together. And so you can share all of that, what we've been talking about. It'll be up at aclj.org.
Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org.